This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. United States says it plans to issue temporary waivers to several countries, allowing them to continue purchasing Iranian oil without being subject to reimposed U.S. sanctions going into effect today. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on Fox News Sunday, where he spoke about all of this.
I am very confident that the sanctions that will be reimposed this Monday, not only the crude oil sanctions, but the financial sanctions that are being put in place by the Treasury Department and over 600 designations of individuals and companies in Iran, will have the intended effect to alter the Iranian regime's behavior. That's our expectation. It's the reason for President Trump's policy.
The nuclear deal with Tehran was okay during the Obama administration, allowing some sanctions on Iran to be lifted, and in turn, Iran would allow total access to its nuclear program. President Trump said Iran violated that 2015 agreement. The husband of a Pakistani Christian woman acquitted after spending 8 years on death row on blasphemy charges is appealing to President Trump and other world leaders for refuge. Asha Bibi says she was falsely accused after a heated argument with other women who refused to drink water she had given them because she was a Christian. 80% of the 2,600 victims of violence that Médecins Sans Frontières has treated in the town of Kananga in the Democratic Republic of Congo since May last year report having been raped by armed men. According to MSF, of the rape victims, 162 were children under the age of 15, 22 of them are under the age of 5. Meantime, the UN Security Council has adopted a resolution calling for an immediate halt to attacks by armed groups in the DRC who are jeopardizing the response to the Ebola outbreak. This is VOA News. UN officials and volunteers are vaccinating children and distributing desperately needed aid for the first time in a remote camp for the displaced on Syria's border with Jordan. UN World Food Program spokesperson Dina El-Kassab says the last time the UN reached the camp was in January.
This convoy is bringing a huge relief to the families that are there, but what's really important for us is to emphasize the need for continued access. We need to have access to these families, these people. I mean, two-thirds of the camp are women and children. So we need to have regular access to them so that we can support them on an ongoing basis.
Russia, a close ally, the Syrian government, blames the U.S. for the deterioration of the situation in the camp. U.S.-led coalition has denied such allegations and blamed Russia and the Syrian government instead. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is resuming denuclearization talks with North Korea this week.
I'll be in New York City at the end of this week meeting with my counterpart Kim Jong-chol. I expect we'll make some real progress, including an effort to make sure that the summit between our two leaders can take place where we can make substantial steps towards denuclearization.
Pompeo appeared on Fox News Sunday, where he also dismissed Friday's threat from Pyongyang, which said it would seriously consider resuming the nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions against North Korea are not lifted. Lots of big names have been out on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's U.S. election. President Trump led rallies for candidates from his Republican Party.
I'm asking every citizen from every party, every background and every race, color, and creed, to reject the Democrat politics and the policies of anger and division, and to reclaim our proud and righteous destiny as Americans.
Former Democratic President Barack Obama told people at a rally, politicians are always saying the next election is the most important, but he says it is true this time.
Because America's at a crossroads. The health care of millions is on the ballot. A fair shake for working families is on the ballot. Perhaps most importantly, the character of our country.
At stake on Tuesday are all 435 seats in the House of Representatives, 35 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate, and 36 state governor's races. The mayor of the U.S. city of North Ogden, Utah, Brent Taylor, was an apparent victim of a so-called insider attack, fatally shot by an Afghan trainee on Saturday. Military intelligence officer, the father of seven, was expected to return home in January. Another American was wounded. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.